Now, do you have a poor grasp of how to hold a pen or a pencil? Have you even thought about it, to be perfectly honest? Well, according to the American Journal of Occupational Therapy, there are four specific ways that we should be holding them. And if you do it wrong, it can cause muscle issues or even cause beginners to lose motivation.
Sarah Stagg is an occupational therapist and paediatric client manager at the OT practice. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Tony.
This is interesting, the right and wrong ways to hold a pen. They've taken a photograph of mine and Anna's hands. Hers is the one with the nail varnish, if anyone's looking at it on Twitter. And the way we're holding a pen. Now, Anna's seems to be being described as right because she's holding it in the kind of the conventional way. And mine, I've got very long fingers, Sarah. And so mine, all my life, since, you know, I first picked up a pen, it just kind of wrapped round it like a paw or a claw. And mine's been described by Five Live as wrong. Is there a wrong way to hold a pen?
Well, is it causing you any problems, Tony?
No, it got me 10 O-levels, 4 A-levels.
There we go. And I think
I can sign autographs when anyone ever asks.
And I think that's the important thing when thinking about pencil grip. It's not so much there's a right and wrong way to grip a pencil. It's actually if the way that you're gripping it is causing you a problem, and whether that's pain or affecting your writing, then that's when we would look at helping to improve the grip.
It's never taught, though, is it, Sarah? I can't remember at primary school being taught this is the way to hold a pen.
No, I can't, to be honest with you either, Tony.
Do you think
but
they should?
I think there is more emphasis nowadays on pencil grip. I think there's more awareness within schools of supporting children with additional needs or helping them maybe reach their potential, identify problems early. And so there is more emphasis on they may be holding the pencil in the so-called incorrect way.
It sounds like a free-for-all. There's a guy on the team here whose son holds a pen. He showed me. It's like he was playing the recorder. So it seems as though anyone's allowed to do anything. I mean, what can you get pencil elbow? I mean, what might happen later in life if you don't do it properly?
I guess it's not so much about what might happen later in life. It's just that if you're doing a lot of writing and you're using a grip that maybe isn't using the right muscles or the muscles that make writing easier, then you're going to fatigue. You're not going to be able to write as much. So you were saying about the recorder. I can imagine, is he using his thumb and then all four fingers up the shaft of the pencil?
Yeah, it's like a penny whistle.
Yeah, so some, and it's very common, lots of people in the general population have what's known as hypermobility. So it used to be referred to as double jointed. Well, people don't have two joints, but basically what it means is, you know, people can be quite bendy, so their joints don't support movement as easily, so they'll use grips that compensate for that excess movement, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, look, I guarantee now anybody who's listening to this in an office or with any access to a pen will have picked one up and be suddenly thinking, well, which way do I do it right? So just describe the classic way then.
Well, I think the best way to describe it is if you think of the development of a pencil grip, so when children are learning to first pick up a pencil and do scribbles, what they do is they hold it in a fisted grip and they're using a gross movement, so their whole arm. So the movement's coming from their shoulder and their whole arm's moving as they're scribbling across the page. As they develop more control of their hand and upper limb and, you know, their arm, the movement becomes more and more refined, the grip becomes more refined, and eventually the movement needs to come from just the fingers. So your shoulder and your arm are supporting your hand, but your fingers are doing very small, intricate movements.
You are right. I'm doing my claw pen hand now, and my whole hand's moving.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. That's using too much energy and also putting my wrist at risk.
Yeah, so, I don't know if you get any pain in your hand when you're writing or pain in your arms if you're having to do a lot. Don't do probably that much writing.
No, but I can remember that vividly. No, from school, vividly, yeah. I used to get a real ache up my arm, yeah.
So because you're compensating with the grip, you're using all the muscles in your arm rather than the little fine muscles in your hand. So, you know, there's lots of different grips out there that people use. And like I said at the beginning, it's only... you know, if it's causing people a problem and they're not able to keep up with the class, for example, children can't keep up with the pace of the work, they then start reducing consciously reducing the amount that they're putting down because it's giving them pain and discomfort, that will then affect their vocabulary, their creative writing, affect their self-esteem because they're aware that other children are writing 10 pages where they've written 10 lines maybe.
Yeah.
And then you might start getting avoidance behaviours.
Time's run out, Sarah. I think we can file this item under something else for parents to worry about now.
Okay.
But I guess parents might tonight look at the way their children are holding a pen if they're doing some homework or whatever. Sarah, good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.